Aaron Goldman is teaching a course through Amherst College on crafting public policy. One of the public policy issues that the students have looked at is biomass.
You've been specifically dealing with the proposed biomass in Springfield, which differs from the proposed biomass in Greenfield in the nature of what it will be burning. Sid?
When we were embarked on this project to learn about the biomass issue, we tried to get a sense of all the different viewpoints that may or may not have been listened to in the process where this plant is being discussed in Springfield. And so we interviewed many different stakeholders, whether they're health disparities groups or they're environmentalist groups or they sit on the city council or they're just plain old residents of the area. One policy recommendation that we had was that all these stakeholders needed to be involved in the group. There's been a lot of misinformation about the plant, what it'll be burning, how much will it be burning. All those different stakeholders need to be involved in not only the decision-making process but also the research process. Instead of doing a separate health impact study and a separate environmental study, we thought it'd be better to just to do all of it together.
Lena, who's also part of this public policy crafting course, that's a great idea to come up with this comprehensive study on different strata in regards to the biomass plant, health, economic. Are you guys going to do that study? Are you going to just recommend that a study be done?
We're recommending that the state do the study. Mm-hmm. We don't have the tools or the time now.
Because spring break is coming up in a few weeks and that sort of thing.
In the policy debate that's been happening around this issue, not a lot of people have been talking about the alternative options to biomass. And so we found that, you know, it's not just enough to say, no, this shouldn't happen. The state has a clear goal of having 15% of its energy provided by renewable energy sources by 2020. If we're saying that we can't do biomass, we need to propose something instead.
Looking at it from maybe a little bit less of an activist perspective and more outside objective perspective, have you found any positives with what the proposed Springfield biomass plant could bring to Springfield and the area in general? Lena?
There's the jobs, and we're really wanting for jobs in the area. Springfield is a city that is trying to generate growth and trying to generate new inspiration for people to stay and live in.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's a benefit.
Springfield, where you can get a job making guns and burning toxic stuff. When you're learning in this course through the Roosevelt Institute with Amherst College and all these students from the consortium of colleges, are you trying to craft a public policy that has an activist bent to it?
Can I just interject?
Aaron Goldman, who's teaching them how to do this, and you're an activist yourself. You're working with big box stores and things of that nature.
Yeah, that's definitely true. But also trying to raise the level of debate and sort of add new perspective and make sure this is an evidence-based discussion.
Mm-hmm.
One cautionary note, especially in Springfield, people do not want a bunch of outsiders, especially from the academic community, popping in and telling them what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Our job here is to listen to as many stakeholders as possible with a special emphasis on underrepresented groups. What we found, I think, is they have all the right ideas already, and our job became simply to assemble them, synthesize them, and sort of retransmit them in a way that raises the level of debate but also broadens participation in that debate.
Now, Sid and Lena, who are taking this course in how to craft public policy, from all the information that you've learned, especially in regards to this one Springfield biomass plant, if you now personally, not looking at it from just a public policy perspective, if you as an individual could vote yay or nay on bringing this plant to Springfield, would you bring the plant to Springfield, Lena?
Oh, nay.
Nay? Sid?
I think biomass is definitely a lot of benefits, but I think it's misplaced, and I don't think it's right to put it in Springfield.
Definitely need to do something else with construction demolition debris that's not burning it in residential neighborhoods. That was the cincher for me.
Of the three biomass plants that were proposed for Western Mass, the one there where they proposed burning construction and demolition waste is the one in the high-density, high-minority neighborhood in Springfield, and I think that's a pretty amazing fact. Just for
amazing in the horribly terrible kind of sense of the word.
It's in that way.
Terrific in that way. It's terrifying.
Aaron Goldman and his public policy course will be presenting their findings, including their findings on biomass, Thursday, February 4th at Amherst College.